Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, they making noise. Start up.
Episode 255. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Whoa, who are you, Delilah
yeah.
now? What's with the voice? No,
welcome.
We're not going to do a podcast. Nope.
Hey.
We're not doing Quiet Storm. Not doing that.
That's not Quiet Storm.
Get off. Let's talk about what just happened.
What just happened?
Well, I just popped in onto your other podcast.
Yeah.
Speaking volumes with
Sharon Skiri.
You and Cher. So explain to people how they can see what we just did. Because you guys were running long and I was tired of waiting.
Yeah, that was crazy. So even though Brody and I do an audio podcast, we still pop up on video. So we share the same studio, virtual studio, that I use for Cher when we record the podcast Speaking Volumes. So Brody was like, okay, we're over the time limit. Time for me to jump on. So Brody just busted in to the Speaking Volumes podcast like the Kool-Aid Man on camera. And he's like,
okay,
oh yeah.
Not like the Kool-Aid Man where it's a large picture that breaks through a wall. But yes, I did bust in. Yes.
He busted into the podcast, which was really funny. So yeah, so you can actually listen to that or actually watch. It's better to watch it on the Cher's YouTube channel. We'll be posting links to that on my Instagram at Skiri Jones.
And what's the name of her podcast channel?
It's Speaking Volumes. So yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Or at Cher Cosenza. She's got a YouTube page. So yeah, you'll see it there. But anyway,
okay.
We're going to post, I'll probably post a clip of us, the three of us, because it's a nice cross promote for the Brooklyn Boys. You know, one of these days, Slices, Brody's going to be like, you know what, Skiri, let's do video. One of these days for the Brooklyn Boys podcast. I'm just saying, but okay. Oh, you give me the silent treatment now? What are we in the fucking fifth grade? The fifth grade?
Well, you can see my face now because we're video. You can see my silent treatment.
Yeah, but...
No, right. I'm excited. Oh, speaking of video.
Yeah.
And again, there's a reason I did the video for this, what I'm about to mention, and not our podcast. SNY, which is Sportsnet New York. It's the Mets sports network here in the New York metropolitan area. And if you have it on your satellite or cable system, or you stream it. So... One of our former interns, Sam, another female Sam, not Sam, the producer who's still with the show, blonde Sam, got a job working at SNY, and she came up with a great idea for a new show. When the Mets have off, and there's no game, let's give the Mets fans something to watch in the meantime. So there's a show called Mets Day Off Live, and every week they have a different two guests on the show. And last week, I was one of the guests along with Jerry Blevins, who used to pitch for the Mets and the Braves and the A's.
Oh,
so I was on with a major league player.
Where was this? On TV?
It was a live podcast on SNY's YouTube channel.
Okay.
So you can either go to SNY's YouTube channel and click on lives, right? Because if you just go to the videos, there's other videos, but there's a section for the lives. Or you can go to my Twitter where it's pinned. It's my most recent tweet.
Okay.
Or just search for SNY and the Mets and me. And all
okay,
that
good. This is great. Brody, you're getting...
So this video, I was on for like 37 minutes, and I was talking baseball with the host of the TV show and Jerry, who's on Baseball Night in New York and a former major league pitcher, and me talking about pitching.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. That's great. But
please check that out.
Now, what makes you an expert, by the way? You didn't ever play baseball.
Have you ever left a review on Yelp for a restaurant you went to? Do you need to be a chef to enjoy and critique food? I am a student of baseball and love the ins and outs and intricacies. And so I'm knowledgeable about the Mets and
You've studied the game.
Yeah. So we talked about
baseball theory. Baseball theory.
Are being ejected. Yeah. So,
all right.
Now,
cool.
It was episode two. Episode one was co-hosted by a guy who does a Mets YouTube blog podcast. He does a weekly, video thing.
Uh-huh.
And right now he has more views on his YouTube, on the YouTube version than I do because everyone's watching mine on Twitter.
Okay.
So if you happen to click on the YouTube link, I'd appreciate the views. Thank you.
There you go.
They'll have me back.
A little commercial for that. Go. That's great. So,
I didn't get paid.
How was your week? Has your week been doing well, Brody? Have you been doing okay at getting into fights lately?
Well, I had a situation at a Chinese restaurant, and I'm very excited to talk about that.
Yeah.
I had a fight with U.S. Postal Service.
God, man.
I'm having a fight with an asshole on eBay.
Jesus.
And I had a fight with the Best Buy Rewards division of their credit card department. So yeah, I've had some issues.
Your day is full of negativity. Your day is full of angst and just having to be right.
Well, it's not about having to be right. Like today when we're done with this, I have to call Bloomingdale's.
But how is it that
because they charged me $30 late fee when I wasn't late.
Why is it that more people rip you off than anyone I know?
Oh no, they attempt to rip me off, but they don't.
Okay. Rip off attempt. I feel like
no,
you're targeted at this point.
Okay, well,
because
part
I
your fault.
I don't feel like I've been ever, you know, not many attempts to rip me off on my day to day basis. Or do I just let it roll off my shoulder easily?
Don't think you do. What do you do all day? You go to work, you come home, you hang around, then you go to a rooftop bar. Where is anyone going to rip you off? You go to a restaurant,
with the drinks?
You come home.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but you don't care. You drink so much, you don't even notice.
Is that what it is?
Yes. When was the last time you walked into a Chinese restaurant for takeout? And you know what? Every time you use Uber Eats or any of those food service delivery systems, you have a problem.
Oh, there is times.
They screw you every time.
But the best part is they've got the best customer service because all I do is report the problem that I got screwed, and then they give me my money back without even dealing with a human half the time.
And prior to my teachings, you would have let it slide.
Maybe. I don't know.
You let all that shit slide. Now you know. Let me tell you, one of the things I'm having a problem with right now is your fault.
Okay. Well, what is my fault?
You gave me something to sell for you.
On eBay.
Which I posted on eBay. We'll call it a flirp. You gave me this flirp that you had, unopened, new in the box, flirp. You say, Brody, can you sell this flirp? It's sitting around my house.
I'll give you a percentage. Yeah. Okay, cool.
I get a percentage. So I said, yeah, I'm chilling on the couch watching Mets games. I'll sell you flirp for you. So I put it up and it was up for a few weeks. I had to lower the price a couple of times.
Right.
And I finally sold the flirp for $52. And this is what I complained about a couple of weeks ago when I was talking about eBay ripping me off.
Right.
So it was $12.75 to ship your flirp.
Yeah.
Plus tax. So the whole thing was like $68.
Okay.
That's what the total was that the buyer paid.
Sure.
And I shipped it to South Carolina to some guy to enjoy the flurp. Well, I printed the label, and as soon as you print the label on eBay, you get a tracking number. And then when you bring it to the post office, they will scan it, and then the tracking number goes in the system. You follow me so far?
So far, I do.
So most post offices have a ledge that says prepaid packages, put them here. You don't need to wait online. You just put the box on the shelf. Uh-huh. And when they get to it,
right,
they scan them all and they're done.
Right.
Okay. So I went in on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
I believe it was, let's just say the 11th of the month. And I printed out the label on the 10th. I went in the next day and I dropped it on the ledge. I waved to the person who worked there and she was like, yep, right there's good. And I left. 5 days later, the buyer of the flurp messages me on eBay and says, hey, there's no tracking information on the flurp. I went and put in the number that you gave and that eBay provided, right, and there's no record of it. So I said, all right, well, no problem. Hold tight. I'll go into the post office tomorrow and I'll find out what's going on. Went into the post office. She's, oh, we're having problems where the tracking numbers aren't showing up on systems. And a lot of people have been complaining about that, but don't worry, your package is on the way. So I wrote the guy back. I said, your package is on the way. The flurp will be there any day now. He says, hey, man, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Great. So 4 or 5 days later, he doesn't have the package. He says, I didn't get the package. Mm. So I filed a complaint with United Postal Service, and they said, we'll take care of it. Give us give us 3 days. So I told the guy, he says, all right, I'll wait 3 days. I said, great. Thank you for your patience. You're so nice to be patient. I don't know what could have happened, but I mailed it. I don't know where the package is. So then he says, all right, I'll wait. And then 2 days later, after saying he'd wait 3 days, he files a report that he didn't get the package and he wants a full refund. So I hit him up and I said, hey, ma'am, he said you're going to wait 3 days. Well, I counted yesterday as a day and now it's 2 days. I reported it. I said, I know, but the post office is investigating. Well, I want my money or I want the item. I said, I totally understand that. Let's see what the post office says. But, you know, eBay's going to refund your money. You're not going to be out the money. Don't worry. And I said, I have 100% feedback. By the way, I should say this. I've been doing eBay for over 20 years. I have 100% feedback, which I put in all my posts. 100% feedback. You can trust me. I've never had a problem. I go out of my way to be nice to everybody. Surprisingly, yeah. I know.
Yep.
And so I said, look, I have 100% positive feedback. I'm a great guy. You will get your flurp or you get your money back. It's a win-win for you. You have nothing to worry about.
Sure.
At the worst case, I'm out the money, which means Scary's out the money, which means we're screwed. But you're going to get your money back. So eBay comes to me and says, what do you want to do? I said, well, give him his money back. If the package isn't found by a certain day, give him your money back. So the post office gets back to me and says, we will have this case closed by May 7th. And in the event that we can't find it, we'll refund your money because you have $100.
Okay, all right. There's a lot. This is getting really convoluted, but go for it.
Okay, so we're okay. So the thing closes out. He gets his money back, and I write him real quick, Scary. I say, hey, sorry this didn't work out. Sorry they lost your package. Good luck getting your next package. Have a wonderful weekend. He goes, hey, man, same to you. Thanks for being so cool. Great. An hour and a half later, I get an alert on my phone. You have received negative feedback. This guy left me a negative review on eBay because of your flurp, even though I was nice to him. So I wrote him back. I said, hey, man, why'd you leave me a negative comment? Have a nice weekend. So nice. Everybody's great. And he goes, well, I didn't get my item. I don't know. You could be scamming me.
What?
So now I have a 90.9 rating. It went down. My rating's ruined. So I wrote him back and I said, hey, man.
But listen. I thought the transaction was complete.
Right. So I said, hey, man, listen, you got your money back. I wish you good luck. You know, I went to the post office twice. I reported it to the post. I did everything I was supposed to do. Can you please change your response back? You're ruining my selling ability. He wrote, I see no evidence of anything other than wrongdoing on your part. And until you can prove to me the post office is taking responsibility, I refuse to change my review of you. Well, fuck you. So I called eBay and I said, hey, this guy's being a prick to me. You can look at our messages and see how nice I was, right? And see how I'm polite and I kept him informed. And I said, you got to take this off. He goes, well, we don't normally do that. I said, this is ruining my night. You got to. So eBay went in and they went, in 3 days, you will be changed back to 100%.
Good.
We will strike that because he's inconsiderate. So I wrote him back and I said, you know what? You can take your narcissistic attitude and shove it. eBay's putting me back to 100%. So fuck you. So I said, I'm glad. I didn't say fuck you. But I said, so you know what? You can keep your review. I'm glad you didn't get the flurp. Enjoy your life. Can you imagine being such a nasty prick that you leave someone a negative review, even though it was not my fault?
Right.
He wants me to burn.
You said, gave so him, what at the end of the day, you gave him the money back. That shows right there that you weren't effing Thank around you. With him. Wow. Thank you. So, wow.
Fuck you, Sam from South Carolina. Another Sam. Fuck you, Sam. Imagine that. I didn't care that I said I was upset about it. I'm like, you got your money, but I've been nice to you every step of the way. I need to see proof. How can I prove to you a negative?
Right.
I can't prove they lost it. I can only tell you. So I said, so what are the options here, Skiri? What could have been the other option? I paid $13 for the label and I kept it. I kept the flurp and I didn't ship it.
You might as well at this point, knowing that he's an asshole.
If I had the flurp, I'd keep it.
You'd keep it. F him. So where's the flurp?
No idea where the flurp is. The flurp's gone.
Wait a second. No, now that's a fight. That's a fight I need you to fight. You find it with the post office. Don't they owe you money? Isn't there some kind of insurance going on here?
What I said to Sam from South Carolina, I said, you know what? For all I know, you took advantage of the fact that there's no tracking information. You could have received the flurp. You reported that you never got the flurp and you got your money back. I should leave a negative review on you. But guess what? eBay doesn't let you do that anymore. You can't leave a negative review on the buyer.
You can't?
You can only leave a positive review. Nope. Can't leave a negative review on the buyer.
Why?
Otherwise, I would have written 12 paragraphs.
Why?
Because they don't want you being vindictive like I was going to be.
Wow.
But he got away with it.
But you see, that's where eBay is wrong. Because if you were able to leave a negative on the buyer, 100%. he would think twice before leaving a negative on you because you guys could be vindictive to each other. See, it's unfair advantage. I think eBay did a bad thing by taking away that ability.
eBay wanted buyers to feel comfortable leaving negative reviews to the sellers to increase sellers caring more about being good. And so there's no, the downside is this guy has no worries that I'm going to, you know, write back and give him negative review for being a douchebag.
Wow.
But it's your fault. You gave me the flurp. So it's Scary's fault. That's what I'm going with.
Unreal. Dude, so
I got one more day. One more day for my 100% to go back up. Otherwise I got a problem.
And then you're going to sell more flurps for me?
We'll see how this goes. I sold your sneakers.
Yes.
I sold your pizza sneakers,
my
right?
My pizza sneakers are stolen? I mean, are they sold?
Yeah, it's been 5 days and the guy hasn't paid yet.
Five days.
And I've sent him two reminders.
What is wrong with people? They're a bunch of crooks. What kind of clientele is lurking on eBay these days? Does anyone... Who's a slice listening still use eBay? I mean, are they using other things now? You know, it's like how there's Tinder and then there's Bumble and then there's Hinge.
Yeah.
And now Tinder is kind of considered like the bottom of the barrel, the scum of the earth. Is eBay that and people have moved on to other places to buy things? Because
I don't know.
Because honestly,
I don't know.
It does not sound like a good crowd of people. I wouldn't want to go to that party.
These people all have 100% positive feedbacks. But speaking, I want to give a shout out. Speaking of Facebook, Kristen Marie, M-A-R-I-E.
Hey, Kristen Marie, what do you know?
I sent you a video. Did you watch the video I sent you?
No.
So Kristen Marie does a video. All her videos are as an old white woman. She's a young girl, but she does all her videos as like middle-aged, Midwestern, not middle-aged, like a boomer. Right? A boomer woman is her character.
Yeah.
So she's typing in this video and she says, I want to sell, and she does a whole bunch of things. I want to sell concert tickets. And then she does the old lady responding back on Facebook. I have a hard time with my ears, so I don't go to concerts. And then she goes, I'd like to put my cat up for adoption. And she types and then she does the old lady bit. I'm allergic to cats, so I'm not going to adopt your cat. In other words, the whole video is about old people, how they have to comment on Facebook when you ask a question. So she goes, I'm looking for a plumber. And then she does the old lady. My son was a plumber, but he died in 2007.
Just trying to be relatable.
Yeah. All right. So it's a great video about all the things that people have to put up with when old people have to comment. So, all right. You know what? Let's go to commercial because I can see your face.
With Skiri and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Oh my God. You like,
listen, that's my life. It was a long situation. I understand it was a long story, but people on eBay understand the problem.
I guess.
Imagine giving someone negative feedback like that. Fuck him.
No, I get it. I get it. I understand. It's not right. It's not right. But anyway, you know, I did feel bad that I was about 5 minutes from your house last Saturday night. And
I got a bone to pick with you.
Yeah, I know. Another bone slices. Brody has another bone to pick with
me. Hold on, I'm going to let you tell the story. But when Scary comes, there's a few
I'm
going to
let you
halls.
Finish. But there's Beyonce had nice the best album of all time.
What? Oh, thanks, Kanye.
You just Kanye'd my Taylor.
I'm going to let you finish. But Scary, over the years, has often come to the catering hall in the area, nice restaurants. And he leaves it open-ended. He'll text me and say, hey, man, I'm going to be in your backyard, which I assume means he's going to jump in my pool. But he's in my neighborhood. So what do I do with that? Do I say, oh, come over?
Yep. Okay.
Or do I say, huh? So what happened this time?
We got to get you some barbiturates.
Yeah, I'm a little wired up.
You think?
Yeah, it's scary. You texted me.
I'm saying this. No. I felt bad at first, but now I don't feel so bad anymore. And I'll tell you why. So I thought twice before calling you and letting you know that I last minute planned with my Hoboken friends that we were going to come out to your area and go to an awesome restaurant. And they redid the place. So I was happy to go and it was going to be a fantastic time. And I'm like, you know what? Brody's right there. Let me call him.
Right.
And then I think, wait a second. He's not really coming to dinner with us. But let me call him anyway and let him know.
By the way, you did have the opportunity to say, hey, Brody, we're going to be at this restaurant. You should join us.
And I'll tell you why I didn't do that. Because there's part that's a part two to what I'm about to tell you.
All right, so finish part one.
So I'm thinking about the group of guys I'm going with. There's like six of us. And I'm like, I'm like, does Brody fit in this friend group? Hard no. Mm-hmm. He doesn't. So that's strike one. Yeah. Okay, strike two. these dudes are from the school of thought is you come to hang, you take a seat at the table, you participate in eating and drinking. We're splitting the bill evenly, no matter how much or how little you eat or drink. And by the way, exactly.
Yeah.
And I know you, Brody. I'm like, Brody, first of all, is not going to go shot for shot, drink for drink with these guys. That's for sure. Because these guys like busting out bottles of wine. They like to order 17 apps like I do. What do you think I get that from? Brody's like, I'm not going to eat half of that. There's no, and these dudes don't itemize bills. This is there's seven people at the table. The bill comes. We divide it by seven. And everybody ate and drank like kings. And if you didn't, that's on you. You know? And I know that you wouldn't have eaten half or drank half of the stuff, three quarters of the stuff. So that's another thing. And then the third thing, and I just know this.
This is what you told me. You don't need to mention that.
A couple of these guys have different attitudes and mindsets. And they like to talk about other things that Brody... You'll be able to fry an egg. On Brody's head. He would have debated these guys. Would have just jumped in the ring, and it would have been an all-out war. So
yeah,
I gave you the courtesy of calling you to let you know that I was coming to your area. Because I didn't want you to find out on Instagram later that I was going to be in your area. Like, you didn't call me. You're in my backyard. So I wanted to let you know ahead of time. Because I knew that you'd be seeing some stories from me. It was almost like, hey, by the way, I'm coming through, but I'm not inviting you because of the reasons I just gave. So then we went.
You preemptively took care of any complaints I might have.
Exactly. Because I know that this whole podcast would have been about you bitching about the awful time that you had at dinner with me and my friends.
It would have been great content. Plus, I could have written it off because it was for the podcast. Could have ripped the dinner off on my taxes. It's all good. So, you have on many occasions texted me, hey man, I'll be in your area. But you never followed up with anything. Then I go, what does that mean? Now, am I a dick for not inviting you over to my house? I feel like, is he saying it like, so after dinner, maybe I'll stop by. I was like, oh, great. Okay. So I was like, all right, what does that mean? So I was like, so then later I was like, I don't know. Am I supposed to invite you over? He's like, no, man, I didn't drive. So I have to go home when the guy drives me home. So I was like, oh, I'm off the hook. And it was at night. So by the way, the pool's open, but it's not clean yet. So you want to go in now. It's green and with dirt on the bottom. Just opened yesterday. But yeah. So you were in my area and you didn't, it's all good. I forgive you on this one.
Yeah.
I don't need to argue and overpay for shit.
As long as you know that it didn't come from a bad place.
Not like the time that I
was at a party and called you from the party to let you know that there was a party.
Yeah, you're like, Brody, why aren't you here? I'm like, because you didn't tell me about it and I wasn't invited. Yeah. Oh, it's the greatest party ever. Dude, everybody's here. Right. Everyone but me.
I'm going to give you a chance. I'm going to give you a chance to join me and some old school Z100 friends at a dinner that we're going to be having in about a month or
so. Old school like Sal?
Yeah, like and Sal and Josh and people like that. Because the last time we did one of those... I also didn't invite you.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
How do you feel about it this time around?
I don't know. I'll tell you what. The last two times you went out with the people who worked at Z100 many, 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 many years ago, I remember thinking, look at Skiri. Isn't it nice he kept in touch with those people from back in the day that used to work with him? Like, look at those guys.
That's going back 20 years on some of these dudes.
Yeah. Now I feel like I'm going to be one of those guys.
Why?
Well, now I'm the guy that used to work there. I'm like, oh, I'm part of the group now.
You fit in even better.
I can hang out now with all the people who don't work there anymore. Like, hey, Josh, remember what it was like to work there? Hey, Sal.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah.
When I do hang out with that group of people, not the ones
all
I was talking about.
I like very much, by the way.
Not the people I was talking about before, but these group of people.
Yeah.
It does turn into that. You start waxing nostalgic on like, hey, remember 2002 when we took the flaming red Hummer and we took it down the turnpike and we were on Super Sticker Patrol and I called in and Frank and, you know, Frank Canale called into the radio station and, you know, whatever. I mean, it's weird because we always fall down that rabbit hole. Whereas with everyone else I hang out with, we're up in talking about current things. But I feel like this is like frozen in time. It's like going to that playground that that has just been abandoned and there's rusty swings and seesaws and stuff and then just growing tumbleweed everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's just a kind of frozen in time. Like that's what it's like hanging out with this group of guys. Not that that's a bad thing, but I'm
I feel like when you're out, when you're hanging out with the current people that you work with, talking about current stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like I see a light at the end of the tunnel, like heaven calling me. And it's the people that used to work there 15 years ago. Come join our group now. You can eat with us and talk about things nobody remembers. Yeah, that's fine. I'll be part of that old group. I like those guys. And since I was there when they worked there,
they mildly like you too.
That's probably an overstatement. You might want to clear it with
them. They put up with you too. I'm sorry, what?
No, I'm still Facebook friends with all those guys.
Of course
Josh
you are.
And I go back and forth on Facebook almost 3 times a week. No, Sal's great. I've seen Sal up at Sirius XM when he was working there. That's a good group.
I'll call one right now. I should call Josh and be like, yo.
And what's the other guy's name used to work in promotions?
Brandon.
Oh, Brandon.
Oh, and Bernie.
Brandon the Mooch.
Yeah, I'm going to call Josh real quick. If we get your permission to come.
We can ask him live if he wants me to come now that I'm not there anymore.
I'm going to put him on the spot.
Hello.
Well, how's everything, man?
Everything is great. Am I being recorded?
No. Will I do that to you?
Yeah. What's up, man?
No, I'm thinking about our old school Z100 dinner that we're going to be having in about a month or so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going there tonight?
I had dinner at Butcher Block tonight. Yeah. Ooh, I was there last week, too.
Yeah. You're obsessed.
I get around.
Who are we thinking about for this time around?
So Scary, you, me, Sal, Brandon, Bernie, would love to get Bachelor Scotty down there.
Yeah, Scotty needs a night out.
Would love to get Greg and Cubby. I know it's tough for Cubby with kids. I know it's tough for Greg being Greg. Would love it if Brian's coming into town that weekend.
Yep.
I know Rich is coming to town this weekend, or he's here now, so he won't be back. But yeah, it's the usual. Me, you, Sal, Bernie, Brandon are the core, but would love to bring in, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Fucking invite Darren, you know.
Oh, even Darren.
Okay.
So you're okay with Brody then? I'm going to invite Brody.
No Brody. Is he on the line with us right now?
No.
Can he afford it?
I don't know,
you
man.
You guys are such dicks. Is this on are you recording this for your podcast right now?
No.
Is there anybody else on the planet you could have mentioned other than me, Josh? Anybody? Hey,
Remember Carlos,
the guy that worked in the mailroom for 3 hours?
Wilson, the cleaning guy.
Let's get Wilson. Let's get Hamilton. Let's get Bodega Brad. What about what's all the salespeople? Who else? Cuckoo Carly.
The vegetarian intern.
What's TJ the DJ up to these days?
He's got a radio show again.
He does. He does.
Does he?
He's back in radio. Yeah. You're on the Brooklyn Boys podcast, by the way.
I figured I was. You know, I asked about you guys the other day. I had a call with iHeart National Advertising, and they're trying to sell me a podcast. And I asked him if anyone listens to Brooklyn Boys. He goes, who?
Are you serious?
I don't know who they are.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
We're one of the top iHeart podcasts, so F that guy.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, your sales guy, who I will text you his name, had no idea. Maybe we can invite them to the dinner.
Yeah.
Wow. Bro, let's invite Brody's wife to dinner.
Brody's wife. Excellent. What about his rabbi? Brody's rabbi. Great guy.
Brody could come too, I guess.
He has to apologize to someone there for not inviting him to Mets games years ago.
Really?
Yep.
Oh. Josh, I'm sorry.
It wasn't me.
Wow. Okay.
Well, who else was I supposed to invite to Mets games? Brandon?
I think Josh is fucking with you.
But yeah, let's get a fucking table for 15 and let's fill it up.
All right.
Brody, you were 16.
That's what
Sorry,
I did tonight. I got a table for 8 tonight, and then I filled it up with like people I network with for work. David, nice hearing from you.
Likewise. You ever,
look, talk Mets. We suck.
So it's safe to say you're not going to training camp this year.
No, I go to Mets Fantasy Camp every year. This year will be number 6.
All right. Yeah, I'm jealous every year you put pictures up.
My favorite thing. You should come one year. If you get a job one day, you should come with us.
Yeah, if I get it. Yeah, I have all the time. I have the time to go now, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love you.
Love you too.
Hey, listen, Josh, if you're hiring, let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to work. My boss doesn't pay. You won't want to work for us.
Well, thanks for the.
I've already had a job like that. All good.
Thanks for the intel.
That's true.
Wow.
Hell hath no fury.
Wow.
Josh. Wow. That is. And that, by the way, for the slices, that is not Coaster Boy Josh. I know you hear the name Josh. That is.
No, it's Josh who used to work in the afternoons and big Mets fan.
Big Mets fan. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel dirty right now.
I do too.
He was
but
spilling
also, I feel like crap.
He was spilling the tea.
He mentioned the phone book.
That was hysterical. Nah, no Brody.
Yeah. And then he's like, wait a minute, am I being recorded? Am I? That part, he was just being funny.
See, you know, careful what you wish for, Brody. I was going to tell him right up front, you were on the phone.
Josh was concerned that I wouldn't want to go, but of course I'll go.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm trying to get my buddy Tall Darren on the phone, but
before the podcast started, Scary says to me, I said, hey Scary, is anything you want to talk about on the podcast today? Because sometimes he'll go, listen, I need you to hear this backstory before we go on the podcast. But usually he just goes, yeah, I got a thing with a glass of wine. And I go, okay, I'll remind you about the wine. He says to me, we got to talk about dog penis today. What?
Yeah.
Erect dog penis. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I'm just going to tease it here. I wanted Tall Darren on the phone. We're going to get him on shortly. But the short of it is,
talk about it last week at all. We didn't.
I don't know if we teased it. I don't think we did. Did we talk about it? I don't think we did.
I think we did.
Did we tease it?
We may have teased it. Okay. I don't remember.
Well, anyway, Darren joined me in Paris after my girlfriend went home. She had to leave for the weekend, celebrate her dad's birthday. So I spent the weekend, because it was still my vacation.
You went to see The Weeknd?
No, I spent the weekend in Paris.
I thought you spent the weekend with The Weeknd.
That sounds like a porno, by the way. Spent the weekend in Paris?
Weekend in Paris?
So, told Aaron, who now lives in London, used to be living here, he said, fuck it. I'm going to hop a flight. I'll join you for a couple of nights. Part one of this is really crazy. That is, he shows up at the hotel and proceeds to...
Did he get a room on your floor? Did he get a...
Yeah. It's called my room. He actually... Whoa. He didn't book his own room.
Why not?
I don't know.
He has money.
He's a CMO of a major company. And he's like, hey, come on in. I'm like, all right, cool. Let's go. But the thing is, my girlfriend and I were sharing a queen size bed. So that's okay for me and my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, so Darren and I were hanging out in the hotel. And he shared a bed with me. We shared the same bed.
No pull out?
What could you clarify really quickly what you mean by pull out?
There's no pull out couch.
No pull out couch. No cot, no cot, no pull out. There's really no room for it. Keep in mind, we're in the heart of Paris. And it's like a New York City. Think of a New York City size hotel. They're all a bunch of shoeboxes. So, space is at a premium. So, yeah, I mean, but I thought.
He just assumed he was going to sleep in your queen size bed with you.
He goes, I guess I'm going to crash with you. I'm like, all right, cool. Crash with me.
On the floor.
That was weird. Nah, I can't do that. Can't do that to the guy. And we're old friends from way back. So I ask, is it awkward for two grown-ass men to share?
Grown-ass man, I'd leave that out. You did the wall of pillows, though, right? Between the two of you, no, right?
We separated the... Let me tell you, when we were sharing beds down the Jersey Shore, we used to do that. We used to put up the fortress of pillows divided down the center so we could kind of make it feel like we have our own beds. We didn't do that anymore.
You did that, right?
No, we don't bother anymore. We're older, we're mature. But is it awkward? Because I sure as hell thought it was. I brought it up to the morning show today on the Elvis Duran show. Crickets. Nobody found it awkward. In fact, it was an awkward moment of silence where they just like stared at me and no one said a word. And I'm like, hello? I'm like, nobody's going to comment on this? So maybe I'm the crazy one. But I guess it's normal.
No, I don't have a problem with the two guys in bed.
I don't have a problem with that either.
I still have done the wall of pillow because I've seen trains, planes, and automobiles. Your hands wander at night. I have a problem with a guy volunteering himself to be in your queen-size bed. Even if a king-size bed.
Well, he didn't really volunteer. I guess he was like, hey, I'm gonna crash with you. I thought maybe he was going to get his own room, but he didn't. At the hotel, but maybe there was a miscommunication error. But that
did he say they were sold out?
They were not sold out. But listen, he was saving money, so I said, "All right."
Right. So what did he buy for you the next day? Buy you lunch?
Mi casa es su casa. Yeah, no.
Mi hotel is not su hotel.
No.
You probably paid, I don't know, let's just say $300-$400 for the room.
Now he owes me some money for the room. Is that what you're saying?
He owes you a favor. Well, something. He saved himself hundreds of dollars, took up your space. Did you get a little spooning going on? Anything? little rub and tug?
I just didn't know. I want to hear some talkbacks from the slices. Is it awkward for two grown-ass men? Again, we're not in our 20s by any stretch of the imagination.
Why can't you just say you're adults? What's with the grown ass thing? Why do you keep saying
we're adults? We're two adult men. Yeah. Is there anything wrong with sharing a bed, or not?
I don't think it's. I don't think it's a problem sharing a bed. I'm sure there's people who shared beds with their friends. The problem I'm having is that he volunteered himself to.
Don't even go there.
I'll stay in your room.
No.
I have a problem. with that.
The weekend came and went, and I invited him.
Well,
In all fairness, I said,
did he
hey,
come and went.
All right, now that's gross. What are you doing over there?
Nothing. Don't worry about me. Go on with your story.
No, it's not a story. I'm just saying that's it. I posed a question. I'm moving on. What do you think? This is a Brody rant?
Yeah, you should have like 5 more minutes.
You falling apart over there? Brody's you're fidgeting with your microphone over there.
Yeah, I was just tightening up the bolt on the end.
Okay.
Because I moved the microphone and it was a little, all right, little loose.
All good. All good. A little
tightened
loose.
It up.
You got
a little loose.
Greg Goose got the girl feeling loose. I suppose
I wouldn't do that. He's in the wrong. You don't volunteer yourself to go into someone else's room.
Well, no, hold on. I mean, you know, in all fairness, I did say, hey, I got nothing to do here. I'm in town for another couple of days.
Oh, you want to come on?
I invited him.
What did you sleep in?
My pajamas? No, my boxer shorts.
Ooh. Boxer
shorts?
With a button, no button. Boxer button, no button on the fly.
But boxers don't have, no, my boxers mine don't have buttons.
Yes, some do. So,
and a t-shirt.
You were flapping in the wind.
We both had boxers and t-shirts on. It doesn't matter.
You could fall out middle of the night. You grab, little grab action.
You're, I'm just saying.
Scary. You and I have shared many a hotel room on many a business trip.
Would we share a bed together? You and
no,
I?
No, we've always had like twin beds in the room. If there was a mistake made,
one thing to share.
And we were on a party plane or a business trip, and they're like, "Oh, Brody and Scary, you're in room 372." And we walked in and there was a queen size bed. Would you be like, "Eh, fuck it," or would you immediately call downstairs and get another room?
I was thinking about maybe at least getting a room with two beds in it and switching over when he came in, but whatever. It's okay.
We have a preference for tall down. You like taller guys.
Anyway, that's not the reason why I wanted to talk to him. We'll talk to him in a little while. I know you have some things that you wanted to get to. But yeah, he says he has a problem with his dog or had a problem with his dog.
Well, I'm curious as to what the dog's penis has to do with this, because you said we got to talk about erect dog penis, whatever you said.
His dog's penis. You know how dogs have retractable penises?
Oh, King Missile. That's a big hit. The retractable.
That's
penis.
Detachable penis. Oh, yeah. Well, okay, his dog's penis wouldn't retract. It just kind of, and he was away and his brother-in-law was watching his dog and he got a call while he was away saying his dog's penis wouldn't go away. Wouldn't retract, and it's probably going to be an issue.
So, all right. Well, speaking of penis, so I need your opinion.
He needed a remedy. So, yeah, go ahead.
Before we get him on the phone, I need your opinion on something.
Yeah.
So, one of my friends, I know him about 7-8 years. And he's a friend of a friend, but he's a friend of mine now. And I want to say about 4 months ago, he and his wife got separated.
Okay.
Right? So he moved out and she stayed in the house, and I was just touching base with him, seeing what's up. I think we were talking about Comic-Con, whatever. He's a sci-fi guy. And I said, "Hey man, how's it going?" He says, "Well, I'll be honest with you. This past weekend, my wife and I tiptoed through the tulips." Now, based on that, what would you think he was talking about?
Had sex.
Right. So I said, "Dude, that's awesome. You guys are working things out. You banged your wife. That's great." I didn't say bang, but I was like, "Dude,
that's a little crass."
No, I didn't say that. But I was like, "You know, that's fantastic. Good for you." He's like, "Well, you're very excited about that." I go, "Yeah, because I know that you've, you know, been on a dry spell. You separated. I know you're working on things. That's great." He's like, "Well, is that the kind of thing he's not understanding. You don't understand why I'm so upset." I go, "Wait a minute.
You're excited for him.
I'm excited that you and your wife are having sex." He goes, "We didn't have sex. What are you talking about?" He says, "This past weekend, we went to a tulip farm in Connecticut and we went walking through the tulips. I was saying we went tiptoeing through the tulips." I'm like, "What? You know, you made it sound like sex. If somebody says to you, Scary, yeah, my wife and I went tiptoeing through the tulips."
Yeah. Absolutely.
He's like, "That doesn't mean sex." I go, "Dude, if you say any euphemism, it sounds like sex. If you're like, 'Hey, my wife and I did a little grocery shopping,' you know what I mean? That's sex." Yeah. "Hey, my wife and I rearranged the closets." I go, "Oh, yeah, good for you."
I'll tell you what, any euphemism, anything like that, guaranteed means sex. I mean,
right.
You could, whatever you say, we were frying some bacon.
Yeah. You're like, "Oh, good for you.
Scrambled the eggs." You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. That's what I'm thinking. So Slices, use the talkback feature on the iHeart app. I want to know what you think, what you would have thought of if your friend who hadn't had sex in a while was suddenly like, Yeah, my wife and I went tip throwing to the tulips this weekend.
Or even better, leave us your talk back on what your euphemism for sex is.
Yeah, when you have sex,
I want to hear your euphemisms.
Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, I parked the car in the garage this weekend. Oh, you did? Nice.
We went shopping, and then we came home, and I ate the groceries. You know what I'm saying?
Well, isn't there a song that was big on TikTok where there's a hip-hop song? She goes, I want you to eat that booty like groceries. Yeah,
but you got to eat the booty like groceries.
Like groceries, yeah.
Yeah, that was...
Still is.
Got to eat the booty like groceries.
Scary's looking it up.
I'm looking it up right now. Because I don't want to... Don't tweet us. Eat the booty like groceries. What song? We used to play that on the radio.
Did Ed Sheeran get sued for ripping that off from somebody?
It's like, what song is it? And Reese song.
That Taylor Swift?
It's called Post to Be.
Oh, Post to Be.
Yeah.
Post to Be. Yeah.
It's Omarion. Chris Brown.
It's a great song.
Chris Brown and Jenny Aiko. Aiko. How do you pronounce your name? Jenny Aiko?
I don't know. I'm still working on Kelly Cuoco from Big Bang Theory.
I might let your boy show for me, but he got to eat the booty like groceries. That is poetry. That song is several years old now.
Yeah.
2014. It's almost 10 years old.
But it was big on TikTok a couple of years ago.
Yeah. It came back. It made a resurgence. Because who the hell says that? I mean, well.
All right. Omarion said. Well, whoever the girl is in the song.
There was a comedian that did a riff on that, too. About like, oh.
What'd he say?
Was it Chris Rock? Somebody did a whole bit on that line from that song.
But you better look it up now. You're going to get tweeted.
No, I'm not going to look it up. We got to take a break.
Okay.
Yeah. The Brooklyn Boys
Podcast with Bodie and Scary. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
If we're not getting down on the phone, then I should probably tell you the Chinese food restaurant story.
Go for it.
So I went to my favorite Chinese food takeout place. Going there for 20 years. I call up. They hear my voice. They know who I am. They know how I like my food. No vegetables. I know them. I know the family. Their son started a business. I hired him to do work on my house. I spent a lot of money there. A lot of money. Going there forever. And one of the things they do on the menu, they have little tear-offs at the bottom of the side of the menu. And as much money as you spend, you get something for free, which who doesn't love that? So I'm going to approximate. I don't remember the exact, but If you spend $15, you get a can of soda for free. Okay? Go over to the refrigerator, grab a can of soda. You spend $20, you get like a 16.9 ounce bottle. You spend $25 and you get a free 2 liter bottle of soda. Okay? And over the years, those numbers have gone up as the economy goes up.
As the economy goes south.
Yeah. If you spend a certain amount of money, a lot more than to get the bottle of soda, you get a free General Tso's chicken, which is like a $11, $12 value. Who doesn't love General Tso's? Am I right?
Right.
Okay. So I go in.
Originally a Taiwanese dish, by the way.
And there was no General Tso. And if there was, there's no proof he liked this chicken. Anyway. So I go and I order the food. I call up and order the food. And I go and I get there. And my total was 40 cents short of a General Tso's chicken when I go to pay the bill. She goes, go get your 2 liter bottle of soda. Go pick out your soda. Because she knows I qualified at the 2 liter bottle range. Now I got this giant bag of food and I spent a lot of money. And I got one of the things I got was wonton egg drop soup, no greens, because, you know, it's vegetables. And I got a bunch of other stuff. But I ordered a large soup. Now, when you go there and you order a small soup, you get a bag of noodles. When you order a large soup, you get the same bag of noodles. I always run out of noodles. Now, again, I've been going there 20 years. So I go and get my 2 liter bottle of soda. And as she's packing me up, I ask for extra duck sauce. She throws it in the bag. And I said, can you do me a favor? Can I get an extra bag of noodles? Because I always run out. She goes, oh, yeah, sure. 50 cents. What? 50 cents. So I looked at her like, you're going to charge me 50 cents for a little shitty bag of noodles?
Wow.
When I just spent a lot of money and I'm a regular customer?
Wow.
So I go in my pocket.
That's balls. By the way, that's the kind of shit that gets me angry. That right there.
So I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it's me. You could have just thrown in the, I just spent a lot of money. So then I go in my pocket for the 50 cents and I realize to myself, wait a minute. I just qualified for General Tso's chicken. So I said to her, you know what? Add the 50 cents onto my bill. I would like a free General Tso's chicken now. And
yes!
I put the soda back.
Fuck you.
And she looked at me and she goes, oh, I said, no broccoli. And I looked at her and I swear to you, Sky, I went, we good? The return of we good.
We good. But this one was legitimate. And this
legitimate.
One-
so the bag of noodles, I wasn't going to, you know what? When I first got the bill, I'm like, oh, I'm 40 cents short. I thought, I don't really need the food. I'm not going to be a dick about it and order one more. I'm like, leave it alone. Take the soda. Right? But I cleared the soda barrier by like 15 bucks. So I'm like, you know what?
You made it to the next level. You unlocked a higher reward.
That's it. I'm like, you're going to charge me for the noodles. Wait a minute. The price is right.
I just reached the new threshold. General Somi, bitch.
No broccoli. So how about that? We very good.
But let me.
Bag of noodles cost her a General Tso's chicken.
Were you going to lift up the noodles though and pull a we good and walk out without paying? Had you not thought of the General Tso's?
No, because she wouldn't hand them to me. She goes. She held the bag up. She goes 50 cent. So I said, "What? I didn't. I thought she was kidding. I thought she was going to go. Ha ha.
You paid a dime for General Tso's chicken with no broccoli.
Yep. Yep. Thank you.
Do they give
you
more
very much.
Chicken when they delete the broccoli? Is that?
I'm going to say yes. Although there's some places in Manhattan. I've told this story. When I used to work in Midtown with the comedy department, when we were in another building, there was a couple of places we used to order from. Yeah. But if I ordered like roast pork, lo mein, or vegetables, they'd go dollar more. I go, for what? We've got to put more noodles and pork. I go, I don't want noodles and pork. Well, if I ordered like chicken and cashews, no vegetables. Oh, we got to put more chicken. No, you don't. I just don't want the vegetables. Dollar more.
I'll never
order from them.
I always felt that if you start, like for instance, not that you would ever do this, but if you order a salad, let's say, okay?
No, I might not.
Like a Cobb salad. A Cobb salad with things in it, like hard-boiled eggs and bacon and chicken, all this stuff.
Yep.
If I start saying I want, you know, let's take it to like a bowl, like a poke bowl or something that has like a rice base, like rice instead, not lettuce. Forget about the salad idea.
God, your stories are so long.
Oh, they're awful. But if you start removing things in the base, remove the salad. Mm-hmm. Remove. I only want one kind of
remove the salad.
Green. Remove one kind of
you're
green.
You're running a salad, no salad.
Yes,
that's something I would do.
Yes. Or you remove the rice, or you remove the quinoa, or something that bulks up and takes a lot of space in the bowl.
We get it. Yeah.
I always wonder if they give you more of the chicken, more of the protein.
Oh,
because
no.
Because they have to make it look full. They have to get it to
the
top.
They'll use a smaller bowl. They'll put it on a plate then.
No, these places are one size plastic bowls. I'm saying when you order a salad and you start taking out the unnecessary things and you just jam-pack it with...
a Cobb salad where they put like a pie chart, right? Where like they put the bacon in one eighth.
Yeah, the chicken, the egg.
If you take out the bacon, then they just spread everything out. They don't give you more of the other stuff. It's pre-portioned.
But what if I take out some salad leaves? Or what if I take out... I don't want rice in my my Chipotle bowl. I don't want rice.
If I order a Reuben sandwich, which is either corned beef or pastrami, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut and Swiss cheese. If I say no sauerkraut, sub tomato, they don't say, well, the tomato's the same price as the sauerkraut. They take the sauerkraut out and they charge me for the tomato. And in my mind, I'm going, I'm taking something out and putting something in. Don't charge me more for that shit. So no one's helping you out, Scary. No one's like, oh, let's give them extra chicken because we saved on snow peas. They're not doing that.
I think they do because they're embarrassed to hand you something that looks puny.
No.
You don't?
No. In their minds, they're going, this guy didn't want lettuce. Fuck him.
I they have to fill it off to the top. It's like a visual thing. You understand?
I'm going to order roast pork lo mein, no lo mein, and see how much roast pork I get.
Yeah, it's like that almost, but not that specifically. I'm talking about items that have three or four ingredients in it, and you remove one of the ingredients.
Oh,
the least expensive one, but you keep...
That reminds me.
Okay.
No, go ahead. No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
They'll give you the empty bowl. I'd put it on a plate. Just go, here you go. This is the shit you wanted. Here it is.
All right.
I like Chinese food. I ordered boneless ribs as part of my meal. Boneless ribs are like glazed over chunks of pork. I want the pork that's in the fried rice. Plain old roast pork. I want a bucket of that. That's what I want. Yep. How do I order that? Nobody has that.
Just
bucket of pork. Yeah, the roast pork in the lo mein is the best part. I just want like a plate of that. They don't sell that.
No.
You can't get that. That's what I want to find. I want that.
Okay. I want that.
Oh, you know what else I want to find?
What?
The fudge nut brownie from Drake's. I had a craving this week.
Do they still make those? I remember them.
So Drake's was bought out by Hostess. And then Hostess was bought out by... whatever company, Little Debbie. Little Debbie now owns Drake's Cakes. Well, I called them yesterday to ask if I could find them anywhere. She says, nope, they were discontinued. And I go, I must have missed it. Pandemic? No, 2013. Wow. So my favorite brownies that I used to get in every grocery store, every candy store.
They had the little nut, the little walnut in it.
Little walnuts. Yeah. And then it had like that thick layer of chocolate you could peel off.
Yes.
It was like gooey chocolate.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they don't make that anymore.
They don't.
I'm devastated. Oh. I know it took me 10 years to miss them, but now that I missed them, I want them.
Remember our Brooklyn Entenmann's? Remember Entenmann's?
Yeah. They don't make the maple cake anymore.
No, but they're coming out with Entenmann's ice cream sandwiches. Google them.
Oh.
Google it right now. There's like three or four different kinds.
Oh, I'm in for that.
And with the chocolate donut as like the sandwich
the chocolate donut's the best cake on the planet. Is the Entenmann's chocolate donut.
They're making ice cream sandwiches from Entenmann's. Entenmann's ice cream sandwiches. Look them up. And if you know what Entenmann's is, it used to be a Brooklyn thing, then it turned regional, and I think it's national now, right?
I think it's national now.
Okay.
You need to move.
They don't make as many of the products as they used to. They discontinued a lot.
Yeah, no, because other companies buy them, and then they're like, they trim it down.
Yeah.
Because they want to make a profit. Fuck that.
Profit. That's not my problem. Who needs profits? We don't need profits.
Bring back the brownie, you son of a bitch.
Do we need a profit, Brody? Do we need to make profits here?
No. I want to talk dog penis. Where's your boy?
Wait. We got to take a break. We got to make some profits.
Damn it. All right.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm trying to get him on the line.
All right.
He's in meetings.
We should do talkbacks at some point.
Yeah, we could do talkbacks. I don't know. This was the segment. He's like, I'll be there for you guys. And we keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And here we are in our last segment, and we don't have him on the phone.
Well, I teased something on the Share Knows, the Speaking Volumes podcast. I'm sorry. Speaking Volumes.
Might as well be the Share Knows podcast.
Wasn't it? Where did I get that name from? Wasn't it Share Knows?
Share Knows is the one of the features that she does.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, yeah. So I teased something on that podcast that we can talk about this part. We haven't talked about it yet. It happened on the cruise I went on with my wife. Mm-hmm. We went to dinner at a restaurant on the Royal Caribbean ship called Wonderland, which is all Alice in Wonderland themed.
Right.
Really good, incredible food. But they make the food look like stuff. Like, it's one of these places that makes creative food. Like, they look like the mushrooms, like, were made out of like meringue, and it was craziness. Anyway, so the photographer comes over. My wife is sitting in a giant chair, like an Alice in Wonderland royal chair.
Sure.
And he says, oh, let me get a picture of you two. You know what they do? They charge you like $30 for the picture if you want it. So he goes, all right, let me take a picture of you guys. So I go around and I get on my knee so I could be at the same height as my wife in the chair. And he says to me, well, get closer. Act like you love her. Like, you know, cuddle.
Act like you love her.
You know, like, you know, get romantic. So I looked at him. Do you know I can do improv? So I looked at him straight in the face and went, sir, this is my sister. That's kind of weird.
Ah!
He goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean, I assumed you were a couple. Oh, please forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me.
That's funny.
And I said, no, I'm only kidding. It's my wife. I'm only kidding. He goes, oh, you scared me. He goes, I messed up once before and I thought I messed up again. I said, what happened? What did you do? He said, I'm so embarrassed. I messed up. What happened? He goes, well, there was a couple, a husband and wife, and she was pregnant. And so when he got next to her for the picture, I said, why don't you, do a picture where you put your hands on the baby and kiss the baby? And she says, I'm not pregnant.
Oh, ouch.
So he basically called her fat.
Yeah, he did. Never assume someone's pregnant. Never, right. Ever. Oh my God, that is rule number one. I learned that years ago.
Yeah.
Never to do
so
that.
So he told this guy to basically kiss his wife's pregnant belly, and she's just heavy.
I love that.
So he thought he fucked up again when I said, no, she's my sister. So that's why he got like, oh no, I'm
remember
so
the time we were out at a play? And we were on the street. We met a couple of listeners, and this guy was like in his 60s, and he was with a girl like in her mid 20s. And he's like, oh, it's great to be out here. We're having a great time. And I'm like, oh, so you brought your daughter to the city, to the show. That's not my daughter. That's my girlfriend. Foot in mouth. The whole morning show, I did this in front of everybody. Elvis, the whole crew is there. And I'm like, okay, sorry about that. And yeah. So anyway.
Well, all right. I did that to someone that you know. We were at a thing together. And he and his wife had had a baby, I want to say a year ago.
Yeah.
You know, like to this event, maybe 11 months, 10 months, whatever. And I didn't often see his wife, and she comes to this event, and you know, again, this is like 15 years ago. She looked like she was pregnant again.
Ooh.
Like the way that she was recovering from pregnancy, she was heavy in the belly area, but not heavy everywhere else. And I know that's normal. I know that now. And I
like the way you do it because it's heavy in the middle.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I said to the guy,
song spasms.
Hey, congratulations on getting your wife pregnant again.
Yeah.
And he says to me, well, all right, man, but you know, the baby's like 11 months old, but thanks. So I quickly
backed out of that parking spot
in reverse and I went, yeah, I know, but I haven't really seen you. And I was just like,
there you
know,
you go.
Being the father of three, I was just saying, man, congratulations, you know,
kick saving like, a beauty, oh, yeah. David Brody.
But for a second I went like the record scratch sound effect. Like I hit the and I was like, oh my God, she's not pregnant again. Yeah. I thought like there was a turnaround, like, you know, the baby was like out and get another one going. So I saved myself there. He gave me the out.
We got some talkbacks.
Oh.
If you're watching on the listening on the iHeartRadio app, feel free to hit the microphone. Leave us a talkback. Respond to what we're saying. Let's see what
even if you listen on another app like Spotify, if you want to tell us something, then just open up the iHeart app and then leave a message.
There's that.
You don't have to leave the talk back the second you hear something.
That's true. Yeah. Most people do it in the moment, though, I found.
Brody, during the Duck Heart, you missed a grammar. He said, my friend and me. Oh, me wouldn't go to the place. Oh, no.
I ended the sentence with my friend
you
and
were
me.
Infatuated with the Duck Hearts, which, by the way, I'm gonna take a pass on that one.
Ooh. Wow. We're kicking them off.
Hold on a second.
Going strong. Starting strong here on the talkbacks.
Okay. I don't remember the exact line Skiri used. And I do like the analogy, well, the explanation that you wouldn't say me without the first. I get it. But if Skiri said, oh, I was at the restaurant with, it was just Mike and me, that's grammatically correct. But I don't
he's
know the
saying
context.
I started the sentence with my friend and me, or me and my friend. That's okay.
Oh,
well, that's bad.
No, you can't say me and my friend because you wouldn't say me went to the restaurant.
All right.
You can't start a sentence with the word me. There are no sentences that start with the word me.
I don't care anymore.
All right. Well, I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
Brooklyn boy down here in Southwest Florida. Dolphin is actually a fish. The things you guys are thinking of the me are called porpoise or porpoise, but a dolphin is actually a fish.
Okay.
So when you say, would you eat dolphin? Would you eat dolphin? Yeah. That's what mahi-mahi is. Hello, lady.
Is it though?
Okay, so hold on. You know rule number one of correcting people is be correct.
Right. Be correct.
Dolphins are mammals. Mahi-mahi is not a dolphin. I'm not going to get into it, but mahi-mahi is a third cousin of a dolphin, and it's not a dolphin. And as far as a porpoise, hold on, I'll tell you what the difference is. I want to give you the exact
mahi-mahi is a fish, and a dolphin is a mammal. But wait a second, it is
so
okay.
Porpoises, although they are similar in appearance to dolphins, are more closely related to narwhals and belugas. That's because of the hump on their head. They have a different shaped head. But I assure you, they are mammals.
All right.
And I don't know why you wouldn't look that up.
And a mammal gives birth. Is that what makes it a mammal? It actually gives birth like, you know, like we do, like humans?
Mahi-mahi are known as dolphin fish. Okay? But they're not dolphins.
They're not dolphins. That's like a sea monkey. It's not really a monkey.
Right.
Okay. Glad we cleared that up. Spider crabs?
I've been on fire with this episode. Three and or now four and one. Ooh.
What?
You guys got me going. Going. Oh yeah, brother. Bring it on back now. Finish it strong.
Wow. Some people like to imbibe in the liquor while they're watching and listening, listening to the Brooklyn Boys.
By the way, mahi-mahi are called dolphin fish because they swim ahead of ships like dolphins do.
Are we still on that?
Dolphins are mammals. That's why back in the day when people wanted to, when the dolphins would play football, people and other teams would say, squish the fish. And then dolphin fans would go, they're not fish, they're mammals. So dolphins are mammals.
I still like the way he was tying one on.
Yeah.
All right, it's number five now.
Oh, Jesus.
Cows have actually been found to have best friends and have very complicated emotions. However,
that's rare.
Beef, steaks, free steaks.
I'm telling you, this guy's
Brody's on Brody's free steaks.
He's on
I'm seeing a connection there. Oh, Brody's free steak update.
I could smell the liquor on this guy's breath.
So he did apologize. He sent me a DM. And he said, I'm just apologizing. I left you three voicemails.
Oh, here comes another two.
And it's Brody's steak dinner update.
Okay, so quick number six. A very humane way to kill crustaceans, fish, anything, is to freeze them, actually. And that's scientifically what the scientists do. Because they slowly fall asleep.
Like you are.
And go, as opposed to being dripped in boiling water. It sounds crazy, but it's...
But it's cut off. He got cut off. Oh, here we go. Here he is again. Here's part two of that.
Brody and Scary. Scary and Brody.
The lobsters.
Tim from Twitter and Youngstown. I would probably go to Miami Beach for a few days. Go out and party. Hit up a strip club, like how Scary loves that kind of stuff. And Brody, go out and have fun. Maybe go sit out by the pool, have a little cocktail, and just chill out.
Okay, I'm not a strip club guy, but okay.
No, Scary's a by the pool guy where the girls are with the bottle service. He likes the bottle service girl.
I like the bottle service.
Not a strip club guy.
Here we go.
Brody, serious question from someone in rural America. Do you not mow your lawn because you don't want to, or like you don't know how? Because... And where we are, like, we don't hire people to mow our lawn. So, like, is it, like, why do you have to hire someone to mow your lawn? Serious question. Just curious.
Sure.
I'll answer that.
Go for it.
I'll answer that. I'm going to generalize a little bit, but I would say probably if you live in a rural area and if you live like, you know, really rural, you probably have a giant property. You probably have a riding mower, right? It was worthwhile to pay for a riding mower. Nice John Deere or whatever, and get on it and ride around and mow the lawn.
You probably have the space for it too.
Right? I'm from Brooklyn, where there was three trees on the block. I didn't grow up knowing how to mow my lawn. And then when you get old enough to buy a home and you've reached a point in your life where you can afford a home, because the homes are crazy in our area, the last thing I want to do as an adult is mow my lawn. So everyone... I would say out of the 25 houses on the block, 26 or whatever it is, 80% of the people hire a lawn service company.
They hire services, yeah.
And they seed the lawn, they fertilize the lawn, they trim the lawn, they trim the hedges. They do all the stuff I'm not qualified to do. Now, could I, after working two jobs for 24 years, the last thing I want to do is come home and do more work. So I find my time is more valuable. I would rather pay someone who's better at it a nominal fee to do the work so I don't have to. Also, I have a bad back, so I don't want to push the lawnmower around. It's not that it's not noble. It's not that it's not, if that's what you do, great. But I didn't grow up where my dad was like, son, learn how to mow the lawn.
Yeah.
I didn't. I washed the car because he was like, go wash the car. Here's a chamois. But no, we're not raised
Scary.
To do that.
I think maybe if you make good on that steak dinner finally, maybe Brody will invite you to the pool. Just a thought.
No, one has nothing to do with the other. And
it wouldn't hurt.
I repaid him twice on the steak dinner. Go listen to go listen to my excuses on the other episode.
Everybody knows you. Everybody knows you.
Nope.
Go on.
Nope. Paid in full.
Liar.
Hey, Scary.
Maybe Brody will invite you to his
Once
you actually give him his steak dinner.
Nope, not going to happen.
Thank you,
that's
boys.
Two people in a row now that are completely wrong and don't know David Brody. I'm never getting the invite to his backyard. Not a shot.
Hey, Brody, you know what I'll do? Scary.
What's that, Brody? I'll pause that.
Yes. I'll invite you on a rainy day to come to go in the pool, and you'll say, no, man, it's raining. And then I'll claim for years that I invited you and you turned it down. The way you try to technicality
hey, Brody
me
and Scary,
on the steak dinner.
Scary and Brody. Michael here from originally from Brooklyn.
What up?
Slice for Life.
Brooklyn!
Listening to episode 254. Hey, I think you guys should take a vacation together in the Keys. That's where Nate just went. You don't have to go all the way down to Key West, but you could do Marathon Key. Nice hotels, nice beaches, jet skis. And Brody, there's a pool there for you, so you don't have to get into the ocean. And you'll have some fun.
I love it.
Have a good weekend,
fun.
Guys.
Jet ski.
Thank you. That's a
Thank
good
you.
Idea.
I like that.
Good idea for our vacation together.
I'm not sharing a queen-size bed.
In the garden and under a bush. And then my poor meatball was nothing but mush.
But mush.
Slice for life, y'all. Love you.
Nice.
That
second,
was the ending.
Second chorus.
The next chorus.
Second verse.
Of the second verse of the meatball song.
Yeah.
All right. How about this one over here? We're rolling. We're cooking. Another talk back.
Hey, guys. This is Lee from last week. Scary. I just wanted to say I had over
last
a week, 2 weeks now to think about this. And I am only going to half say that Scary is wrong. Like, the other half, I'm going to say that, like, Gandhi and Sam were also partially wrong. So,
okay.
Have a good day, guys.
This was talking about the time when we were in my car at the gas station and the guy came up with the Jesus pamphlets and Gandhi and Sam tried to pick a fight with the guy and talked back to him. And all I wanted to do was keep my nose clean, take the pamphlet and say thank you very much because I didn't want the guy to beat the shit out of my car or me or the girls. But okay, that's how he feels.
And this is a good time to remind people, if you're going to reference something from a couple of weeks ago, you got to tell us what you're referencing.
Set it up. Tell us what you're talking about.
Set it up.
Full send.
Hi, B-Boys. Christine from Saddlebrook.
Yo.
With some vacation ideas for you guys.
Oh.
The Keys.
Saddlebrook.
Pick a key, any key.
Ooh,
it's fabulous.
The
They're
Keys.
All fabulous.
Look at this again.
Nashville. I know there's no beach there, but it's still fabulous.
Nashville.
Okay. And then Kiawah Island in South Carolina. Really nice. Jet skis, good food, et cetera.
Romantic.
I hope you guys have fun wherever you go.
Thank you. Romantic getaway.
If we go to South Carolina, I could knock on the door of Sam, who left me a bad review on eBay.
That's right.
I have his address. Ooh, we have to think about that.
I like that. I like the Keys idea. That's two in a row.
Danny Dimes here, Lehigh Valley, PA. Chiming in on the conversation with Gandhi from one of the last episodes.
Well done.
I'm kind of agreeing with Scary on this, although I am a white male. I'm not Catholic or Christian, but I think being rational with an irrational person does not make sense. And I think him trying to defuse the situation was the right way to go. Doesn't just care about his car. He's looking out more for everyone.
Thank you.
He's just joking around.
Thank you, of course. That's a man with a lot of sense right there. I like you.
Yeah, how many did you just go digging through to find that one?
No, I'm putting them in order, buddy.
Danny Dimes again. Oh. Just want to add, I don't get Sam and Gandhi's perspective just because I haven't lived the life they lived. So it's kind of tough to see what they've been through in the past versus what Scary and myself have been through in the past.
Okay. Versus?
Scary and I, I'm
Fair
sorry.
Enough. Thank you, Danny Dimes.
But,
all right. Don't retract on me.
Tough call either way.
Don't walk it back.
Everyone's okay.
You're on my side. I heard a little hesitation in his voice. On second thought, this is Danny Dimes.
It's Danny Dimes again. Just want to say I disagree with Scary.
Danny Dimes. I've been giving this a lot of thought. And, well, Tall Darren, you let me down because we've come to the end of this. And we're out. Yeah, we are out of gas. Out of time. And unfortunately, we'll have to get him next time.
Damn it. Well, hard dog penis? We don't get to talk about the erect dog penis.
This is, you know what? This we're going to prolong this. We're going to leave the penis out. The same way it was out for the dog, we're going to leave it out for another week.
Ugh.
We're going to have to let it hang for another week, if you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
Is that bad?
We're not putting the lipstick back in the tube.
Sorry, guys. I know you're disappointed that we don't get the doggy dick conversation on the That was, and by the way, we were most excited to give you that this week. And
would you please admit to the slices that you teased the doggy dick? Just say to them, I'm sorry, I teased the doggy dick.
I'm sorry, I teased the doggy dick.
How long did you do that for?
The whole podcast. I teased it.
Wow, you teased the doggy dick? No wonder it was hard so long.
Sorry. Look at him. He's in London time, you know?
Here he's going tiptoeing through the tulips with his girlfriend this weekend.
Yeah. In Brooklyn!
The Boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The Boys from Brooklyn!
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.